Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Yeshiva University Yiskor commemoration. Tonight we come together as a YU community to reflect upon the memories and legacies of those we have lost over this past year. We know that Pesach is a chag of tradition. We sit at our Seder tables and we create a context for one generation to speak with the next, to strengthen our connection to the past, while also projecting our story into the future. As is pointed out within the Brisker tradition, Pesach is a holiday that is about more than just memory. It's about perpetuating those memories through actively transmitting the lessons and the values of our people to the next generation. On a personal level, this year, as we sat around the family Seder table, for so many, there were empty seats of treasured and beloved loved ones, and for the larger Seder of the Jewish people, there were tremendous voids created by the loss of some of the most prominent leaders of our generation. Tonight, our Yeshiva University community takes a moment to reflect through learning, through growing, and through praying together. And to begin our program this evening, it is my honor to call upon Rabbi Dr. Jacob J. Schachter, our Yeshiva University Professor of Jewish Thought and the Senior Scholar of Yeshiva University's Center for the Jewish Future. Rabbi Schachter.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Glasser. Good evening to all of you. I'd like to thank REITs and CJF for putting together this program, this extremely special and very important program, to thank Rabbi Menachem Penner, Rabbi Yaakov Glasser, Rabbi Dov Winston, Rabbi Russ Shulkis, and all those responsible for making sure that we have an opportunity as a community to come together to ponder, to reflect, and to remember. We gathered during a most difficult time. Community Yisker, as we're about to say Yisker in just a couple of days for the Pesach Yisker recital, for victims of COVID-19 all over the world. The numbers are incomprehensible, over 550,000 in the United States, some around 3 million in the world. It's just impossible to imagine. And closer to home in our own community, we have been very, very deeply affected by the pandemic. We have faced many, many challenges, home life challenges, school, work, leisure. But the greatest challenge has been the challenge of death. So many have passed away during the course of this last year from this terrible, terrible plague. From the more well-known to the less well-known, Ein Bayis, Asher Ein Shamnes, whether directly or whether less directly. In our own family, we remember our sister-in-law, Aviva Bas Rav Shmuel Yaakov. We remember our mechutin, Rav Yisrael Yaakov Ben Dov Vezlata. Our family personally has been very, very affected. And we're still reeling from the impact of what has happened to us, as what has happened to so many others. I know we're in the middle of the first year, and there's a whole question about the recite Yisker during the first year. You'll all, if it's relevant to you, you'll ask whoever you want to ask. The Gesher HaChaim says that Poshetu, Shegam Bishana Harishona Liptiroso Maskira Nishmaso. Gesher HaChaim, the classic sefer that presents so much about issues relating to death, says it goes without saying that obviously, even in the first year, we have to say Yisker. Yes, there are those who think that it shouldn't be done because it'll be too overwhelming and you'll start to cry and you'll somehow undermine the simcha of Yom Tov. But he said there's no basis for this. Ukvar nimnu v'gamru she'en l'minhag zeh ta'am v'yesod v'adarabba. During the first year, b'shana rishona, derushim heim yoser l'tfila. So you'll decide to do whatever you want to do, but certainly to reflect on Yisker and to think about Yisker. And maybe even to recite Yisker is appropriate. But as we recite Yisker, and as we do not for a second lose sight of what we lost, and while we fully acknowledge that we will always remember, it's inconceivable not to always remember, we still try to move forward. We try, le'ilui nishmas, those who have passed away, to embrace life and to appreciate life and to live the kind of a life that the nifter or the nifteres themselves lived and how they would have wanted us to live. The tefillah of Yisker begins with two words, Yisker Elikim. Many years ago, maybe 30 years ago, I read an article by the then chief rabbi of England, Rabbi Emanuel Jacobowitz, who made a very interesting point that I want to share with you this evening. He made the point that the words Vayiskar Elokim, the two words that begin the Yisker service, appear four times in Chumash. Vayiskar Elokim es Noach in Perek Ches and Sefer Bereshis. Vayiskar Elokim es Avraham in Perek Yutes. Vayiskar es Rachel. Vayiskar Elokim es Rachel in Perek Lamed. And then at the beginning of Shmos, the end of Perek Beis, Vayiskar Elokim es Briso. Four different times this exact phrase appears in the Torah. And in each case, he pointed out, someone is facing a crisis. Someone is facing an enormous challenge. Someone or a group of people are feeling overwhelmed, are feeling broken, are feeling crushed, are feeling sad, are feeling bereft. And each time somehow they're able to move forward. Each time somehow, Vayiskar Elokim, they're able to get past this horrific tragedy and challenge. And without for a moment ever forgetting what happened to try to construct some kind of a future. Let's go backwards. Vayiskar Elokim es Briso in the case of Bnei Yisrael or in Mitzrayim. Vayanchu Bnei Yisrael minu avoda vayizoku vatal shavosam elo Elokim minu avoda vayishma Elokim es na'akosam vayar Elokim es Bnei Yisrael. Out of the depths of this horrific challenge, they're able to move forward. Vayiskar Elokim es Rachel. Rachel Nebuch was utterly, utterly distraught. Havali banim ve'im ayin mesa anochi. Everybody else, Baruch Hashem, are having children. And I'm not having a child. I'm ready ve'im ayin mesa anochi. But Vayiskar Elokim es Rachel, Vayishma Eleha Elokim Vayiftach es Rachma. Hashem remembers, and she's able to build and to create. And she's able to bring incredible children into the world. We're now holding by Shvi Shel Pesach, we're thinking about Yosef, the paradigm of what it meant to maintain fealty to faith living in Golus. Chazal tell us that it was in the Schus of Yosef that Kriyas Yamsuf happened. Here it says, Hayam Ra'a Vayanas, and there it says, Vayanas Hachutza. Rachel faced the greatest challenge, but Vayiskar Elokim. And she was able to put one foot in front of another. Vayiskar Elokim es Avraham. Sodom is about to be destroyed. Avram davened for Sodom. He prayed for Sodom. And yet it was destroyed. Lot's wife was destroyed, but yet Vayiskar Elokim es Avraham Vayishalach es Lot mitoch ha-hafecha. There's a future. Vayiskar Elokim, out of the depths of the sadness, there's a future. And then the one that I think most resonates with us is Vayiskar Elokim es Noach. There's a marble. There's a marble. Noach is locked up in the teva. Noach is quarantined. The world around him is falling to pieces. Everything is being destroyed. And then the Torah tells us, same in a teva. Hashem says to him, leave the teva. I always wondered, why is it necessary? If I was cooped up in a teva for 100+ days, surrounded by animals, and finally the water recedes, I wouldn't need Hashem to tell me to leave. I would be plotting to leave. I would want to leave. I would jump to leave. But I understand. You don't know if it's time to leave. You don't know if it's really over. He's anxious. He's worried. He's concerned. What's life going to look like now? What kind of world is this? Is it safe for me to leave? And Hashem says, Vayisker lekim es noyach, vayavar lekim ruach ala oretz vayishoko amai. And so dafka the yisker, without for a moment ever forgetting, we remember, but yet we have a sense of importance, dafka in their memory, to be able to continue and to be able to live lives that were so important to them and that they wanted us to live. Yisker Elokim, Hashem remembers, and we also remember. But what does it mean to remember? What does Zayin Chaf Reish mean in Hebrew? It means to remember. Does it mean to remember? I understand to remember. I remember a loved one. But we're holding in Pesach now. I'm supposed to remember the day I left Egypt. Yeah, I know. Chayev kol adam b'chol dor v'dor liros es atzmo, but ke'ilu, I wasn't in Mitzrayim. What do you mean? Remember this day that you left Egypt? How could I remember something I never experienced? Remember Amalek. I wasn't around. What does it mean to remember to Zion Chafresh Amalek? And the strongest proof is Shabbos, one of the Zechiros. Zohar es Yom HaShabbos. What does it mean, remember? What, is Shabbos an event that I remember? Remember Shabbos? What does Zayin Chaf Reish mean in Hebrew? I understand Yisker Elokim. I'm talking about us, for us to remember. Yisker is for us to remember. And it's absolutely clear, and there are many, many rayas to this, that Zayin Chaf Reish in Hebrew does not mean what remember means in English. But it means to act in ways that are relevant to the particular day or experience that we need to, quote, remember. That we have to make Kiddush on Shabbos. Rashi says on that pasuk that a whole week we have to set aside whatever is appropriate, best, and wait for Shabbos to be able to enjoy it on Shabbos. On Pesach, we have matzah and dalet kosos. That's what it means to remember. To remember is not some kind of a passive intellectual exercise. It means to act. We recite the parsha of Amalek. So what does it mean when we remember a loved one? It means to do mitzvahs in memory of a loved one, to act as they would have wanted us to act. What do we do when we say Yisker? Yisker Elokim es Nishmas. We mention the name of the person who passed away, Ba'avur, Shebeli Neder attained Tzedakah, Ba'avuro, we're going to give Tzedakah. We act in a way that reflects their values. Rabbi Glasser mentioned earlier that we actively transmit their values. We act. To remember means to act l'ilui nishmasan. We act in a way that they live their lives. What we do is a zechus for them. There's a sifra, it's quoted by a Beis Yosef who quotes a Mordechai, that there's a minute to give tzedakah when we say Yisker. The original context is Yom Kippur, but we say Yisker four times a year. In Kel Male, we say we're going to give tzedakah. In the Yisker Elakim, we say we're going to give tzedakah. Because the Pasuk says at the end of Parsha Shoftim, Kaper la'amcha Yisrael asher padisa. And Chazal say, Kaper la'amcha elu achayim asher padisa elu ha-mesim. Melamecha ha-mesim tzrichim kapara. The mesim also need kapara. And so we give tzedakah to bring a kapara to them. And this sheds light on an incredible interpretation that I heard from my rabbi, Rabbi Yosef Adler, in the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik. What does the Gemara say that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we don't say Hallel because Sifrei Chaim v'Sifrei Mesim Suchim Lefanav? So the simple interpretation is there are two books open in heaven. There's a book of life. There's a book, the opposite of life. And we keep on being mispala. We want to go into the book of life. But Rav Soloveitchik said, no, Sifrei Chaim means the book of those who are alive. And Sifrei Mesim means the book of the Mesim, the book of those who passed away that's also open. They're also being judged every year. But how do we understand that? What do you mean they're judged every year? What did they do in the last year? They didn't have a chance to do mitzvahs. They didn't do averis. They were already in the Olam HaEmes. On what are they being judged? And Rabbi Soloveitchik suggested that they're being judged on the basis of what we do. We, their descendants, did this year. Because the decisions that they made in their lives had implications. When they were Meiser Nefesh to send us to yeshiva, that mattered to us. Everything that we do that came from their behavior redounds to their zechus. That's what this is all about. What we do is a zechus for them. And we remember them. And we will never, ever forget them. Our own family will never be the same. Many families, thousands of families, hundreds of thousands of families. The pain is still raw and the sadness is still deep. And we're still overwhelmed by the tragedy. And we're still struggling to come to terms with the fact that our loved one is not going to walk through the door. We had big holes at the Seder tables this year. And at the same time, we ask for Siyata Dishmaya, Le'ilui Nishmasam. And as we remember them, that means that we act in accordance with their values. We ask for the Siyata Dishmaya to be able to continue to stand on their shoulders, having internalized their values. And we mispalel B'Gan Eden Teheimenu Chasam. L'chein ba'al ha'rachamim yastirein b'seser k'nafav le'olamim. And we mispalel v'yitzror b'tzor ha'chayim es nishmasam Hashem hu nachalosam. As we conclude that fila, v'yonuchu b'shalom al mishkavam v'nomar amen, let us say amen. May their memories be for a blessing for us and for our families.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Schachter, for your warm and inspirational words to set the tone for tonight's experience together. Please join us now, ladies and gentlemen, for a short video that will pay tribute to some, not all, but some of the eminent leaders that we have lost over the course of this year. The video is in no particular order, but it does strive to capture, in some small measure, the magnitude of the Jewish people's loss in Torah, in Chesed, and in leadership of our broader community. I would now like to call upon Rabbi Menachem Penner, the Dean of Reitz, to share with us some Dibrei Torah and some reflections with respect to the Yiskor.
It's so difficult to watch those pictures, especially the pictures of those who've... to see the picture of Rabbi Dr. Rosenzweig, who was a teacher of mine, to see the faces of so many that we know were lost, but to see their faces now. The news came in primarily as news, as an email, as a text, as something we saw on Twitter. But to see that roll of faces, I want to thank Ellie Shulman from our office and Dove Winston and Russ Schulz and everyone who put that together. It's very difficult to believe that we've lost so many people in such short a time. Not all these people we're mourning died from COVID, but it doesn't really matter if they passed away from COVID. It doesn't really matter. The point is that they're not here with us anymore. Rabbi Schachter spoke so beautifully about the idea that through us, through descendants, through those who are saying Yizkor, the lives of those who are lost are continued. They are judged every year. They are looked at, their deeds are examined based on what they really accomplished, which was not the limited amount that was done during their lives, but the amount that they accomplished after. I'm always envious when I think about Rashi's scorecard every single year. It's hard to fathom what Rashi's scorecard, what Rashi's judgment looks like every single year. A person who lived X number of years, Rabbi Schachter could tell us the exact number, and impacted how many people was Rashi able to impact? He had no podcast. He had no Twitter feed. He had no microphone. And yet every year in Shemayim, when Rashi's account comes up and they say, Rav Shloimelo, we want to see what you've accomplished over the last year. Have you taught anybody Torah? More Torah than any human being could teach in their life, Rashi has taught. What we do, what we accomplish as our lives continue through our descendants is even less than what we can accomplish through the Jewish people as a whole. Rabbi Soloveitchik spoke beautifully, as Rabbi Schachter discussed, about the impact on the relatives that we leave behind. And that when we say Yizkor and when we pledge, and of course the pledging is the main idea of Yizkor, I'm not saying that as a former shul rabbi or as a dean in yeshiva, wherever you're pledging to your shul, to wherever you are, the main idea is to give tzedakah in their memory. But the impact that we have on the Jewish people as a whole is an even greater sometimes impact, and perhaps perpetuates our legacy in a way that even our children, even our relatives cannot. It is very strange that we say Yizkor on Yom Tov. It's a very strange thing to say Yizkor on Yom Tov. Yes, the custom started with Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, where Rabbi Schachter's words are even more centralized, Yom HaKippurim, our rabbis tell us, it's a day of judgment for the living and for the dead. And I understand that on Yom Kippur, it makes sense and it fits in to say Yizkor. But Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos, to bring in the tears, Rabbi Schachter mentioned the discussion, and I too always quote that Gesher Achayim, how important it is, but you have to speak to your own rabbi. But the tears of saying Yizkor on a Yom Tov, and is it appropriate? Does it make sense for the last day of a Yom Tov? But if we understand the power of Yizkor, If we understand the power of what Yizkor is, we understand how it is not simply a bittersweet moment of remembrance, but it's a comfort. It's perhaps the greatest and the only comfort that we can receive. We know, Rabosai, that a mourner is asked to say the Kaddish. A mourner is asked to say, to mark the death of a relative by saying for a year, for saying the Kaddish. And the Kaddish, of course, has absolutely nothing to do with death. Kaddish is about the ultimate redemption. Kaddish is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name being understood and known by all. Kaddish is something which seems to be a distraction for the mourner. And if the Kaddish that we say on a day-to-day basis seems to be messianic, it's nothing compared to the Kaddish which is said at the grave. The Kaddish which is said at the grave, the burial Kaddish, goes full blast into a description of what we hope will happen at the end of time, what will happen in Yerushalayim at the end of time. And it seems almost insensitive. It seems almost insensitive to the mourner to say to the person as they just looked into the grave of the one that they lost, to hand them a book and to say, here, talk about Mashiach. Let's talk about something else. Let's not talk about your loved one anymore. It's enough. Let's talk about Mashiach coming. Why do we do this to them? And what is the meaning? Rabbi Soloveitchik, whose yard site we just marked with a beautiful program earlier this week, gives, in the words of a shir written up by Rabbi Bezdin, a stunning answer to the role of this Kaddish and the role that the community plays in comforting the mourner. Rabbi Soloveitchik says, and I'll read Rabbi Bezdin's beautiful words. They're not necessarily the exact words of the Rav, but they're close enough that there's nothing that I could say. There are no words that I could use that would be as beautiful as these words. The individual is mortal, but Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish community, is enduring. The halachic principle of Ein Tzibur Metim, the community does not die, is rooted in the concept that the existence of Knesset Yisrael as a metaphysical unity surpasses the physical existence of its individual members. We have a concept that the Jewish people which were created on this holiday of Pesach, it was on Pesach that the Jewish people are born, that the Jewish people never die. It's because we recognize the tragedy of death. Judaism stares death in the face and understands, according to Rabbi Soloveitchik, how tragic it is. It's because of that that we need to grab hold to a community. The individual, he continues, is singularly important. Indeed, the sensitive halachic rules of Avelut are rooted in the Torah perception of each individual as a little world, a microcosm. The death of an individual means that the communal spectrum has lost an irreplaceable special color. The video we just watched. I understand a stama person dies, but that list of people and what they meant to us, so many of them we knew personally, so many of them we look, what is it all worth? How many thousands of people, the people that we're closest to, the people we're closest to on that list, Rabbi Lamb, how many thousands of people, how many tens of thousands of people, Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, how many people have they taught? How many people have they touched? For what? They met their end during this very difficult time. The Torah, however, also grants reality to the Jewish community, which is more than just an aggregate, an assembly of the many. Rather, it is a metaphysical entity, an individuality, and not just a conglomerate. There is a personalistic identity and unity attached to the Jewish community. We are not just a large group of people over the centuries. There is a body, and Rabbi Soloveitchik spoke about this so many times in so many ways. There is a body called Knesset Israel. There is a body called the Jewish people, and the Jewish people never die. Death curtails human life, but our input, our unique emphasis and influence, our dreams and hopes continue towards realization through Knesset Israel. We may not make it to the end, but the Jewish people will make it to the end. And it's for that reason, explains Rabbi Soloveitchik so beautifully, that we hand a sitter, we hand a book to the mourner as he or she looks into the grave and says, what was the worth of my relative? What did they accomplish? What was it all for? The Kaddish marks the beginning of a new phase of courageous and heroic mourning with a message of divine salvation. What is the relationship between the proclamation of the solemn doxology, a hymn of praise of God, and burial? Through the Kaddish, we hurl defiance at death and its fiendish conspiracy against man. When the mourner recites Yitkadal v'Yitkadash Shemei Rabbah, glorified and sanctified be thy great name, he declares more or less the following: no matter how powerful death is, notwithstanding the ugly end of man, however terrifying the grave is, however nonsensical and absurd everything appears, no matter how bleak one's despair is, we declare and profess publicly and solemnly that we are not giving up, that we are not surrendering, that we will carry on the work of our ancestors, that we will not be satisfied with less than the full realization of the ultimate goal, the establishment of God's kingdom, resurrection of the dead, and eternal life for man. When we come to shul and we say Yizkor on a Yom Tov, it is bittersweet. It is difficult. But the fact that we are still there in shul is the ultimate comfort. The fact that Klal Yisrael is still gathered and we still come, and is there any year and any Yom Tov that will feel it more than now, with many of you being able to go back for Yizkor for the first time. The fact that we are back in shul after this terrible, terrible year. That is the comfort. Because the Jewish people are not defeated by coronavirus and they're not defeated by death. Yitkadal v'yitkadash Shemei Rabbah. Who knows if we will, and we pray, how could this all be happening if this isn't a sign of something that is coming to fruition? But we don't know if we'll be at the end. But we know that we'll be a vital link in the chain. Because if we're part of Klal Yisrael, we never die. And when we come to shul on Yizkor and we say to those who have passed, you are still here. You are remembered. You are still part of this chain and this powerful drive towards the days of Mashiach. As we re-enter our shuls this year, as we re-enter, and those of you, some of you are able to say now Yizkor for the first time in a year, we say to our loved ones, it was not for naught. We are here on your shoulders, and the Jewish people are propelled by the work of those in the video that we just showed, and the parents and the grandparents and those who were lost during this terrible time. We can only make sense of this in the context of a community, in the context of a Klal Yisrael. It's okay to shed a tear as you say Yizkor this year. But it's also a tear of joy. It's also a tear of resilience. It's also a tear of victory over death, over pandemic, over all the forces that have pushed us apart for the last year and are now once again bringing us together. It's programs like this that have gotten so many of us through this past year. And I just want to thank, before I conclude, Rabbi Glasser, Rabbi Winston, to thank Rabbi Schulz and Ellie Shulman and Karen Simon and everyone from our office who helped make this a reality, to thank Rabbi Schachter for his participation in this and so many other programs, to thank Rabbi Mordechai Willig, who sang with us on Erev Shabbos for so many years. Where would we be this year if it wasn't for community? Where would we be if we didn't have each other, if we didn't have this community? For the hundreds of people on tonight and the many hundreds of people who are on Tuesday night for the Rav and the people that have tuned in again and again and the people that will tune in on the night before Shavuos, because we won't once again have a Shavuos program, please God, next year. But we'll have an Erev Shavuos program. We live through our connection to each other. We live through our community. And it's especially at times of loss and times of crisis that we appreciate the wider Jewish community. And yes, we appreciate our yeshiva community. We do. We appreciate what we have and the leadership that we have, and the family that we have and the relationships that we have. Because through community, we become immortal. We celebrate the last day of every Yom Tov. Before we put every Yom Tov behind us, we invite back everyone who didn't make it to the end. And we tell them, you're still with us at our side. You're still with us in this great historic march to the end. And we will all celebrate when we get there. L'shana haba. Yerushalayim. May we be able to celebrate next year together with all of them, with all those in the video who we've lost. May we be able to celebrate with them together. Please, God, in Yerushalayim. I'm going to recite now two prakim of Tehillim. We can't say a Kelmale, because although it is part, perhaps, Yizkor is permitted in the context of the Yizkor itself, but we don't say the memorial prayers now during Chol HaMoed. We will recite two prakim of Tehillim. L'zeich Nishmas, those who've passed away. Many of you submitted names, including many rabbinic alumni who've passed away. And we'll be putting on screen both the parak of Tehillim as well as the names of those who were lost. We thought it would be very special to have tonight two people connected who represent that transition of generations. We have with us Rabbi Mark Karasik, whose father, Rabbi Joseph Karasik, an Adam Gadol, a person whose impact lasted well into the 90s and impacted the United States community through yeshiva, through the Orthodox Union, through his relationship with Rabbi Soloveitchik. The first chapter will be recited by Rabbi Karasik. And the second chapter will be recited by a grandson, also who's a musmach himself, the grandson of Rabbi Moshe Qualbrun, Rabbi Tyler Pear, who's currently learning in the Kol Yon in our yeshiva. Rabbi Karasik, if we could display the Tehillim.
נחתם לדוד, שמעני אל, כי חסי סיבך. אמרת לאדוני, אדוני אתה, טוב עשי בעלך. לקדושים אשר בארץ הימו, ואדירי כל חפצי בם. ירבו עצמם, אך ימורו. Vala sich niskeyem idam, vala sesh mosam, al svasoi. Adonai minas telki vikosi, ata tomich gorali. Chavolim nafuli vanimim, af nachalos shafro oloi. Avareches Adonai asher yotzani, af leilo shishuni kil yosoi shivis di adonoi lenegdi samet imimini balemot lachein samach libi vayagil kivodi af pesari ishkon laveta kilos azov nafshi leshol Lositain chazed chal erosh ochas. Todieni orach chayim. Sovas machos esponecha nimos bimin chonetzach.
Shir hama'alos. Mima'amakim kirasicha Adonai. Adonai, shema bekoli, tiyan oznecha kashuvos, l'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmar yoh, Adonai, miyamod. Ki imcha hasalicha leman tivarei. Kivis yadunoi kivis on nafshi, velidvaro hocholti. Nafshi ladunoi mishomrim la boker, shomrim la boker. Yachel Yisrael el adunoi, kim adunoi hachesed, verbei mofidus. Fuhu yiftes Yisrael. Nicole Avonosov.
Thank you very much. May your father and your grandfather and all those we're praying for, it's stunning to look at the list. May the neshamas have an aliyah. Rabosai, it's our hope that we'll be able to continue to get together as a yeshiva family. That we'll, mitzvah Hashem, see Yeshuos and Nechamos. We give our nechamos to all those who are joining with themselves, face the loss, although I think that even those who didn't face a loss in their immediate family feel that sense of loss and are perhaps reminded through this program and others exactly what happened in this past year. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu wipe away our tears. May He give us a beautiful Yom Tov Dik, Simcha Dik, last days of Yom Tov. And may we gather again to learn Torah, as long as we need to, on Zoom. We'll see you in Mitzvah Hashem on Erev Shavuos. We'll see you in Mitzvah Hashem over the summer in a special Zoom summer program. And Mitzvah Hashem together very soon in Yerushalayim. Thank you, everyone, for putting together this program and everyone who tuned in. Good night and good morning.